Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 6th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I am doing well. I stayed up late. I watched the endurance comp, and I'm excited to talk about the little crumbs we have today. I don't think it's a lot of crumbs, but it's a little. It's enough to eat, so we'll be fine.
We got some crumbs, yes. I guess you could call it crumbs. I feel like we have a whole meal to talk about in terms of planning for the week when it comes to
yes. The
final conversation of the night. We do have a new HOH. We've got new plans for the week, and we're going to talk about it all here today. As we tell you everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds, it was day 30. In the house, and it was Tiffany's birthday.
It was, and she demanded a happy birthday from Julie. She got it. Happy birthday, Tiffany.
I can only imagine what would have happened if Julie had not said happy birthday.
I don't think it would have ended well for Julie, quite frankly. No. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the day here. We started the day. It was Whitney's last day in the house. She didn't have much to do there in the morning, but Brittany did wake up with the idea that she was like, you know what? Maybe I do want to keep Whitney in this game. And she talked to Azza and Big D about it. She's like, what if we did vote Hannah out? But of course, both of them were like, no, we're not.
Yeah. No. I mean, ultimately, I feel like anyone that's wanted to go after Hannah this past week was like, well, she's making friends with everybody. She's got everyone. But it's the day of. It's too late. This conversation's been dead. Even if you realize this, you just got to figure out how to battle it moving forward.
Mm-hmm. So nothing really happening there. We did get the night before, Sarah Beth had mentioned that she talked to Hannah one on one, and then Hannah had proposed that they maybe work together in the future. And that was leading Sarah Beth to feel like she maybe didn't want to win this next HOH, but she needed to follow up with Hannah and make sure that this is a deal that she was going to go for. And so she did here in the morning. They had a conversation. They solidified that they essentially a truce here, that like, hey, I'm not coming for you. You know, here's some of the stuff that's been happening, but don't worry. Like, it's cool now. And you know, it seems fine. Hannah tells Derek afterward that she didn't promise Sarah Beth anything, but, if it's true, then maybe she doesn't need to take the shot as soon as she may have thought.
Yeah. To me, this played out like Hannah thought it was a little bit of just her covering her tracks after, you know, people that may have found out that she's looking at them. But I do think that to Hannah, it's a matter of convenience. Even if it is a facade, if the facade works for 1 week, it's good enough for me. So I should be fine to settle down and not have to be the one to cause a eruption.
Mm-hmm. Who knew, Sarah Beth, that if you think somebody's coming for you, instead of pushing for them to go constantly, you could have just had a conversation with them. Once.
Sometimes that's all it takes. One conversation and you're in a good place. And especially if it's someone who you're like, well, why are they friends with everyone? Talk to them and find out. Maybe they're just a nice chat. Who knows? It doesn't bother you all that much. Just give it a shot.
All right. Well, that's pretty much the highlights from before the HOH competition here. Of course, there were more plans being made, but very few of them end up mattering because we are going to get to the eviction episode where Whitney is evicted unanimously. And then we head into the HOH competition where it is endurance. And we were talking about it last night during the podcast. It ended up coming down to Derek X, Alyssa, and Xavier. Alyssa was trying to make a deal with Derek X. He was telling her essentially, like, hold on a little bit longer. She could not. This is actually kind of interesting here. So Tiffany also had stuck in there for a while. Azza had been in there for a little bit. Alyssa could have held on a lot longer, but her grip ran out. She was leaning forward and her grip gave out. Derek X stayed upright the entire time using those core muscles and really was holding in there. So Alyssa fell, but not before being promised safety from Derek X, at which point Xavier decided, now I'm struggling. Oh boy, Derek X, what about a deal? And Xavier was also promised safety by Derek. After he fell, he then approached Derek to say, no kings on the block. And Derek was like, sure, but this is not a binding deal.
As it shouldn't be. I'm the biggest X fan. I love that he tried to, you know, kind of pepper it in there. Be like, oh yeah, thank you, by the way, for not putting up any of the kings. That's very nice of you. How gracious, Sir Derek X. But I do think that it's fine for now. Obviously, we'll talk a little bit more about what the plans might be. But sometimes deals were made to be broken, even if they were done in post and should be broken regardless.
Mm-hmm. So here we go. Derek X is the new HOH. And we know that he had talked about the idea of putting Sarah Beth and Brittany on the block and backdoor and Christian. Will he go through with that plan is the big question of the night. Big D immediately. Unbelievable. I'm going to go up on the block. This is just the worst. I can't believe this is happening. He is very worried, that he's going to touch the block this week.
He's always worried. It's very funny to me how nervous he gets after this HOH finishes up. I do think that a little bit warranted, but also you can't immediately be going in with that mindset. But you're also Big D, so I'm not surprised. So I ran through a couple emotions when I saw this play out. I was like, I expect it, but also I don't want to see it.
Yeah. Derek is going to talk with Kylan. They discussed that, the deal there with X post dropping is not binding. Kylan thinks that Derek should stick to what they had talked about. Now, if we're going to give one person the most amount of credit for putting the idea in Derek's mind that he should go after Christian, it should be Kylan. Kylan is the one that initially got him off of the idea of full-on targeting Sarah Beth and pushed him more toward the idea of targeting Christian. Kylan's goal for the week essentially is to keep Derek on the path of backdoor and Christian this week. That's what Kylan wants. That's very good for Kylan. So we'll see if that goes through. But he's going to encourage Derek X here. Like, yeah, you know, what we talked about, I think is the right call.
And I, you know, I don't think this needs to be said, but Kylan's a smooth operator. So when Kylan talks to you and comes at you and it's Derek X that he's talking with and they have this camaraderie, I feel relatively good about Kylan's abilities. This HOH is very interesting for many reasons, but I think the biggest one is that it's pretty much a custody battle between Tiffany and Kylan and who is going to win over Derek X in this week.
Well, there's going to be a lot of conversations about like, we should be good. We should be okay. Between the Royal Flush, the detectives, the people that even the jokers beyond Big D all feel like, yeah, we're pretty good. Azza says that she trusts Derek a lot. So you'd think that she's saying that that she would be pretty good, but this is Azza. So Azza's version of I feel very good about Derek X as the HOH is I'll go up as a pawn. That's how good I feel.
That is the formula, though, I'm pretty sure. If you feel very much like you trust someone, you put your game in their hands immediately and say, put me on the block. I'm fine with that. It's what I would call the reverse Brittany, where Brittany gets put up as a pawn legitimately against someone that will definitely go and hates every bit of it and feels betrayed. Asa doesn't even know who she might be sitting next to. I'm okay with it. Put me up. I feel good about Derek X. Again, Asa plays very differently than how I think any of us would have imagined. But it's nice to have, let me be clear, it's nice to have someone like this because it adds a level of randomness to the game that may not always be there, depending on who's left in the house.
Yeah, maybe. There's a bunch of different celebrations that happen in the storage room. Many different configurations. It's funny because they're all fans. So they all want to have the storage room celebration. And they all know that if you don't have the storage room celebration, then if you're not having the behind the door cellies, then, are you really with them? So they have to do so many different behind the door celly combinations.
Yeah. Someone did a montage of it, tuned in with the Turn It Up song from the feed from night one. So that really worked. It was back to back to back. It was almost like people knew that, okay, my shift is done. All right, next person in the celebration ride. Okay, you come in now. And it was fun. I very much enjoyed this because it was a combination of, yes, you won the HOH, but also, oh my God, we made it to jury. And if you start counting how many people were celebrating this, you're not left with many people that did not get to celebrate this moment with Derek X.
Mm-hmm. Alyssa and Christian are going to talk about how we made it to jury. We're going to be okay.
Oops. Maybe not. Maybe don't celebrate yet. You too.
Yeah. They're going to do a lot of canoodling all night long. Not a lot of campaigning.
No, not even a little bit. For the most part, Alyssa spent a lot of the first part of the night holding a bit of a pity party for herself because she really wanted this. She really wanted to win, get a W in her column. Doesn't happen, obviously. And she asked Christian a bunch of, did I look okay? Was I doing well? Looking for those reassurances. But it was a lot of cuddling. At one point, Christian was like, chess? She was like, no, cuddle me. She's like, okay. They put the chess piece aside, cuddle. It's fine.
Kyland is going to talk with Hannah. And again, I feel like this is so telling for me from Kyland that he's like, we did it. Cookout is in jury. There's no way that Derek puts two cookout members, essentially the same thing that I said last night, that maybe Derek would put one cookout member on the block, but it's very unlikely that he'd put two cookout members on the block, which means that the cookout has all made it to jury, which has always been Kylan's primary goal, in my opinion. Now that the cookout's in jury, that's great. What's the cookout again? No. Yeah, we're definitely with the cookout still. But, if I need to go somewhere else, if I'm hungry for other food, we could go there.
Yeah, we're going to start. See, and I like that. I like that, first of all, we're going to have a monumental jury. Right. If the whole cookout makes it, Derek X makes it. I love every bit of it. But this is what I was unhappy with Tiffany for this past week, was that sounds like Tiffany's not willing to waver once they get to jury. And for her game plan, for her end game, it's not good. Now, Kyland, if that setup was to stay the same, I think would still fare better than Tiffany. But if Kyland's thinking about other stuff and has other options, I'm happy with that. You always got to consider all your options. And if he's looking at it that way, that is a good sign.
Mm-hmm. So that's going on there. Derek is going to say that he will not touch Alyssa or Xavier this week, or at least he doesn't intend to. So he's got that going on for him. Xavier does mention to Kyland that he was, in fact, staying up on the wall, making sure that Alyssa didn't win. He was going to stay on as long as Alyssa was up there, because he didn't want her to win. He was worried about who she might come after. But once Alyssa was down, obviously it made sense for him to drop, because he's not going to take a shot at his own team. He's going to let Derek do that. And that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Not, and I think he, again, he makes the right call. I was a little worried because once it came down to X and Derek X, everything made sense that X was going to for sure fall. There was a bit of me that was a little bit worried that he might go for this. I might take it. But I think especially once DX points out, hey, you've won once already. Let me have this one. It made all the sense in the world for him. And good on him from being able to stick it out for the whole. What was the total runtime ultimately? About an hour 30?
Something like that. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And I mean, I will say I think that I don't think that X needed to stay up there as long as he did. I don't think he needed to beat out Alyssa there. He was, I mean, he's safe with Alyssa. Right. And they probably could have maneuvered it fine if Alyssa had won. I think that this is definitely a big showing for Xavier in terms of what he's capable of. You know, I think he could have dropped a little sooner, but I, you know, I'm happy that he dropped for Derek here.
Yeah, I think of any, especially once you looked at the final five that were up on that wall, it was Alyssa, Derek X, Tiffany, Azza, Xavier. I genuinely thought that was where he was going to make his exit. So for him to get to the final two of it again, it might put you on the radar a little bit. But he's made enough connections that he should still be fine. And especially when you've got two guys who've won pretty much every competition thus far, it makes you look good because you're in third place. That's not, that's podium, but that's not the best podium.
Yeah. I mean, it's very clear that this house is shaping up to be a situation where pretty much the entire house is starting to look at it like this. There are four guys in this house that win the competitions straight up. There's four guys that win. Everybody else is just playing a different game. You got Christian, Derek X, Kyland, and Xavier. They're the competition winners. Everybody else, not really all that capable of winning many competitions, considering that those four guys have pretty much won every competition, outside of the wild card, which, you know, very limited pool. Those four guys have pretty much won every competition.
Yeah. Well, like, and me and Liana were talking about this last night. No woman has won either HOH or Veto this season, and they've only won the wild cards. But the only wild card that was against other men that was not thrown was the Sarah Beth one. If you look at it, Tiffany and Derek X kind of had that agreement. They were sorted. And then Claire won hers against all women. So
it is Sarah Beth beat two men who are no longer there, Frenchie and Brent.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Key points there. The ones remaining now, they've won everything. Now, if you look at the four of them, though, Kyland won the putt-putt one. So I'm a little bit like, well, Kyland doesn't seem like he's done much. So he ends up being fourth place. Xavier won one. Now we see his capabilities here. She's third place. DX and Christian, honestly, I think Christian's still number one, but DX is making a pretty compelling case that he should be number one based on this HOH that he now won.
Yeah, Christian and Derek have now both they're the only people that have won Vita. Chris, yeah, Derek 1-2, Christian 1-2. They've now both won an HOH. You know, it's very much you know, the only person who's won an HOH or Veto outside of those four guys is Frenchie. He won the very first HOH that would have gone to Christian if not for his team. And now Frenchie is no longer there. So it's really those four guys are looked at, and it's primarily looked at as Christian and Derek, then Kai and X. And it's important to bring this up because that is really shaping how the whole house is looking at the strategy of the game. That, you know, what are these four guys going to do? Are they going to take each other out? Are they going to keep each other as shields? Are they going to want to, you know, like be, are Kyland and X going to want to take Christian and Derek out of the game and then, ride together to the end, where they can beat everybody else? Or, you know, are they going to continue to want to leave them in as shields, have them, you know, whatever it is, it's all about like these four people and the fact that they have been dominating these competitions.
Yeah. And I think obviously in modern day, someone brought up, well, Dr. Will didn't win anything. But in modern day, we know that you get competitions, you wield power. The more competitions that win, the more power you have to wield, the more connections you can make. And I mean, look at them. These four guys should arguably be all pretty well situated, and they are for the most part. But then it all comes down to, are they going to take a shot at each other? And does this benefit them or not? Right? Does it benefit these four guys to take one another out, or should they stick and hold and try and keep each other in, again, like you said, to shield each other? I think there's no clear cut answer for that, to be honest. I think for every single person of the four of them, there's a different answer for them present. And it's just a matter of timing and whether the timing was right when they do choose to do so.
Yeah. Not enough people talk about the fact that that Dr. Will lost because he didn't win a competition.
Right.
In season 7. I mean, straight up. And the season he won had the fewest amount of competitions of any season. It only had HOH competitions. So, you know, not something to really put your hat on. Like, you know, and also his game in season 7 was predicated upon the fact that Janelle won all the competitions for him, essentially.
Right.
As in Boogie won a bunch too. Like, so, you know, competitions are important. And if four people have won all of them, if two people have won the majority of them, I mean, again, between HOHs and vetoes, you have, you know, two per week. We've done 4 weeks plus one extra HOH. That's 9 competitions total. Of those 9 competitions, 6 of them have been won by Christian or Derek X. That's 2/3 of the competitions, the HOHs and vetoes, have been won by two of the, you know, initial 16 people. And one of them, again, would have been won. Here's the thing, too. One of them would have been won by Christian, if not for his team messing it up. The other one might have been won by Derek X, who threw it at the final, like, 4 or 5 of the competition, because he wanted the shot to be taken at Brent. He might have won that one as well. And then it would have been 8 of 9. The only one competition that both of them, lost, although Christian threw this one as well, being the crapshoot one. So, worth pointing out.
Comps matter, honestly. And I don't love that they matter to the extent that they do, but they do. They're very important. It's you know, the game has evolved, the structure's evolved, the meta's evolved, and this is just where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly 4 decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly 4 decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Here's the thing when it comes to Derek X. We'll talk about this as we go. But if Derek X and Christian were able to work together, genuinely work together to the end of the game, this would be a steamroll for them.
Yeah.
Period. Mm-hmm. But we have to thank Frenchie. Frenchie saved us from the steamroll, because Frenchie put... He got them off to such a bad start. Derek and Christian got along in the first like 2 days of the game. And then out of nowhere, Frenchie, whole cloth, made up. Derek X is spreading rumors about you, Christian. And then they were at each other. They didn't like each other. They were worried that they were going after each other for like a whole week until they realized Frenchie was full of nonsense. And the relationship never got repaired. And so they now have this uneasy truce, where, you know, Christian and Alyssa are working with Derek and Hannah. Obviously they're in the Royal Flush, all of that. But the relationship has never been the same. They've never been able to really connect. Christian doesn't trust Derek X. Derek X doesn't trust Christian. And they constantly talk about potentially going for each other. Christian, just last week, when he was HOH, brought up, why aren't we targeting Derek X? We could just do that. And if not for Xavier and Alyssa chiming in, no, not yet, we don't want to do that. I think he might have really seriously considered it, because he has always been worried about this. Him and Alyssa have always talked about first people to go from Royal Flush have to be Derek X and Kylan. And that's because Christian is worried about Derek X and how good he is at competitions and has just never fully gotten along with him. Now, if they could reconcile this, if they could just get together and actually work together, I think that they would flat out run this game. But they can't. And that's what Cody was so good at, right? Cody recognized the competition threats and he pulled them all in. And he said this from the very beginning. You pull all the competition threats in, you win all the competitions, you win the game. You don't need to be worried about them, because he was then able to set up a structure to take them out at the end. Just an interesting sort of take on this, because, keeping these competition threats, from teaming up is huge for people that are not competition threats.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, right now, by the makeup of the house, it looks like they've done a pretty good job of keeping them apart. And I say apart loosely because, like you said, they have been making stuff. They have been creating stuff. They are in stuff together. But it's always at a distance and it's never very, very close. Like Derek X does not, and Christian, in order to work this out and be a big thing, they would need the level of connection that Derek X has with Kylan, or Derek X has with Chada, or Derek X has with Tiffany. And they're not even close. They're not even close to that at all. And I do think that the other people around him have done a very good job of keeping them separate, of preventing them from happening. Yes, Frenchie did throw that lie in, but I think everyone else has done a good job of constantly making sure they pull him close and they keep enough space in between the two where they can't put the two and two together. And it helps that everyone is so self-interested that they recognize to, you know, not let this happen potentially, and to keep them more as enemies than as friends. Because as friends, again, the stats speak for themselves. It would be a nightmare for anybody else to deal with.
Mm-hmm. So the night goes on. Kylan is going to talk to Derek X again, kind of, you know, do his sort of vague Kylan talk where he's encouraging Derek X again to sort of like, you know, do what you want, do what's best for your game. And, you know, Christian is what's best for your game. And he gives him some advice about being HOH. Like, when I was HOH, I did this. I did like this, actually. Kylan said to Derek, one more thing, enjoy the cameras. And Derek X was like, oh yeah, the camera, the surveillance camera. No, like the live feed cameras. They're on you. You can like just give them your thoughts, and they'll always come on you. And I was like, thank you. Thank you, Kylan. Derek X has not been a camera talker. So hopefully you have encouraged him to be one. Because quite frankly, Derek X needs to be a little bit more of a camera talker and a little bit less of a people talker sometimes. He can be a little too honest about his thoughts with people at times. So if he could get some of that out to the cameras instead of to other people, that could be good. I appreciated that from Kylan. Derek X took the advice by going, first act of HOH, listen to music.
he's very excited for his music. He's got, I believe he said he had asked for Late Registration by Kanye. So decent album, good album. And I think that Derek X would be someone that would benefit with the self stewing of ideas, marination of ideas, thinking about them, but then speaking them helps you, you know, voice them out. It's just like any other thing. If you're doing a speech, you practice your speech. And I think by talking to the cameras, not only would he give us insight, which would be great, not only do I think he would be very good at it, but also it would allow him to potentially find the type five he needs for the conversations he will have and figure out what needs to be kept to himself, what needs to be given to other people.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's really most of the night here. There are going to be a couple of other conversations here or there. Colin's going to talk with Sarah Beth because after he leaves the HOH, Tiffany's going to go up and he's like, I hope Tiffany's, you know, not doing something weird. And Sarah's like, nah, she's probably just saying the same thing you were saying. We did forget one thing, almost here. That's a very funny thing that happens. Tiffany and Hannah, and Derek are talking and, they're talking about, plans for the week. What are we going to do? And Tiffany brings up, the Royal Flush a couple times. And then afterward, Derek X is talking with Hannah. And so initially Derek X is telling Hannah that, okay, I think the plan is to backdoor Christian, and that I'm nominating probably two jokers. That's the initial plan, off of Sarah Beth. We're not going to nominate Sarah Beth. We're going to nominate two jokers. And Hannah is like, this would keep the Royal Flush happy, right? And so Hannah's like, so what is the Royal Flush anyway? And he's like, it's nothing. This is this thing. And she says, and he's like, did I just say that? And she's like, no, Tiffany was saying it earlier. He goes on to explain that, like, oh, it formed like last week. It's like a fake, you know, thing that the blah, blah, blah. And then Hannah goes to Tiffany and asks Tiffany about the Royal Flush. And Tiffany's like, who told you about the Royal Flush? And Hannah's like, you did. Like,
I loved so much that neither of them really grasped that they just said Royal Flush in front of Hannah. It was so funny to me. And what was best even is that Tiffany, once Chada or Hannah tells her, you were talking about it in front of me in DX. She was like, oh my God. But what's interesting here to peel away is that the two tidbits of information that each Derek X and Tiffany give her for what this alliance is. So Derek X says this was made last week, mm-hmm. doesn't tell her who created it. And when Chada goes over to talk to Tiffany, broaches the subject by saying, and who made the Royal Flush? Was it Christian or was it Alyssa? And then ultimately Tiffany tells her that it was Kai and X. Mm-hmm. So now these are two bits of information that she has. I don't believe Tiffany gave her a timeline of how long that was formed. So that's something to look out for. I think if there's anyone that's going to sniff out some nonsense with this, it's Hannah. But also, I don't think she's completely, like, Hannah's not, like, losing her mind over this. I think Hannah's staying calm, as far mm-hmm. as I've seen. So,
yeah. Tiffany essentially said, you know, it formed over the last two HOHs. And that's why you weren't included, because when Kylan started it, he included Derek X, but Kai didn't include you. And then, you know, with Xavier there, like, you know, it just made sense to sort of like continue this whole thing. But she, you know, so the stories did not match up exactly. But they felt like it was close enough that it's probably fine. It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. Who told you?
Yeah, this was the comedy of the night for sure. And it was so good because Tiffany then talks to the cameras right after and you know, reacts to the fact that she just spilled the beans, which is pretty funny as well.
Mm-hmm. She's brought Hannah in so much in the last week that she just forgot that Hannah's not a part of all of her things.
Right.
So the big conversation of the night is Derek and Tiffany here. They started off by talking about X. He says, Derek says he would love to set something up with X this week. He still does not have really a relationship with him. And Tiff even suggests, like, well, you could set something up with just like you, Kai, and X. Like that could be like an interesting thing for you. And this is something that Tiffany does that I think is it's kind of playing with fire, but I think if you do it right, it can be really really useful. She suggests that people get close to each other that not her, essentially. Like she told Hannah and Derek X to like get together, essentially. Like she's not in that alliance per se, but she's getting information from both of them separately. And she's involved because she kind of set it up. She's telling Derek X, like, you could make a three person thing with Kai and X, knowing that she'll probably be able to get information from X about this, and probably be able to compare notes about what Kai is telling her and what Derek is telling her. And as long as she keeps this, as long as she stays close enough to every member of the grouping that she's suggesting, she can maintain a level of sort of control and keep an eye on it, because she knows it's happening rather than it happening without her knowing it's happening. But it is, like I said, playing with fire, because you never want to suggest people work with each other that don't include you, because that could eventually be the real thing. But so far, it's been working out for her. You are muted.
Call me Melissa. No shit, Melissa. I'm kidding. So what I like about this, honestly, is that I find that it makes it seem like she's approaching them as a friend, right? It's like, I'm looking out for you. So mm-hmm. these are things you could do and they don't involve me. So it doesn't seem like she's self-interested at all. But when you're getting all the information, you don't need to be in that alliance. You don't need to be have your name be everywhere. And I think that's a perfect place to be. Because ultimately later, when you look at some receipts, she's not in everything, which is a good thing for her as far as keeping her threat level down. Now, can anyone pull this off? No, I don't think it's easy, because I think if you push people into a certain direction and then they buddy up, they might cut you out. But again, when you're pushing them towards two other people that you have decent relationships with and you will get all the information regardless, why not? It's a win-win situation for Tiffany. And I love that she's able to pull that off.
Mm-hmm. She's going to tell Derek about the, like, Hannah approaching her about Royal Flush. They talk it over. They think they're fine. They talk about how X said he didn't want him to nominate any kings. This is something Tiffany talked to the cameras about. She's a little concerned about it, but she probably thinks that it was just him trying to cover. They talk about Hannah, like, should they really bring her in? Do they feel like she's good with this new information about the Royal Flush? Tiffany says she trusts Hannah because, while Hannah might be easily shaken in the moment, she comes back very quickly. And she's back about game. Whereas somebody like Azza, you tell her something and she just stays in her emotions for days. Like, she just can't process it. She feels like Hannah is just a much stronger person in that regard. And Derek says, I get that, but Hannah does have an issue where she doesn't always ask the right questions. She doesn't always see things very well. She doesn't have great reads. He talks about, like, basically the fact that she, that she was so adamant about the fact that she was safe when she wasn't the other week. And the fact that she wanted Brent out, even though Brent was potentially a number for her. The fact that she had no even question about the idea that the queens might be working with the kings. He even asked her, like, don't you think the queens could be working with the kings at one point? And she's like, nah. And he's like, she's not investigative enough. And that's an issue for her game, but, he does really, like her. And so they go over the chessboard and, they agree that, them plus Claire, Hannah, and Kyland are the closest relationships. He says, these are the closest relationships I have in the house. And Tiffany agrees. She says, same here. So, like, that's sort of the base that they're working off.
Yeah, which I think is a solid base. If you're Derek X looking at the board, it's good for you. This makes sense. It's an involvement of people that either you really, really trust or you value the opinion. Because I do kind of understand where he's coming from when he's talking about Chata, about how she has had wrong reads. Because even if someone's very, very close to you, let's say the stock watch on Tuesday, if I came in and I was like, yeah, Tiffany's a 4 rating, why would you trust any commentary I ever say ever again? Because that read makes no sense. And it's like, well, Puya means well. That's really where you're going to go. Puya means well. He's nice. Like, it starts getting taken less seriously, the things I might be saying, because it's a very inaccurate read. And I feel like that's where he is, where he completely trusts her, but also might not take everything she says, especially when he actively knows that there is an alliance because he's involved in it. So I do understand where he's coming from with that regard.
Yes. So they start with this base of himself, Claire, Hannah, Kylan. He says after that, it's probably Azza. Like he puts Azza like a little bit, you know, between the Jokers and them. He says, you know, when it comes to Sarah Beth, you know, she told me actually that that Brittany had mentioned she said that Brittany mentioned me and Hannah as potential nominees. This is something that that Sarah Beth had talked about with Kylan before. Tiffany says, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I thought Brittany was for sure going to go after the Kings, but last week she was so tight with Christian and Alyssa, that might be correct information. Derek says, I definitely feel comfortable with Brittany going up. That is knowing that she has said my name, Hannah's name. I definitely feel like I could put her up as a pawn. So Brittany locked in, she's going up.
Yeah, which is funny because again, Brittany believes that if she goes up thrice in 5 weeks, that it is complete disrespect to her and she would never do this to anybody. She's not going to handle this well at all. Like there's no world where she's going to take this on the chin and be cool with it. So I would expect some fireworks from Brittany when Brittany goes up. On fireworks, I might mean waterworks, whichever comes first.
I would also expect Azza to make another offer. No, me instead.
As tribute, I volunteer. Take me.
Tiffany talks a little bit more about Sarah Beth. She I actually felt like this was a really good read on Sarah Beth. She says that she thinks that Sarah Beth avoids getting close to people in the game because she's such an empath that she can't handle betraying them. That basically, like, you know, she intentionally avoided making a relationship with Hannah because she was trying to go after Hannah. I think this is absolutely correct. The only person Sarah Beth has opened up to and felt comfortable with is Kylan. She is loyal to the utmost for Kylan. Nobody else. And her social game has sort of shown that. And I think that's why she's having difficulty playing the game, because she's not allowing herself to open up and be close to other people because she can't do that if she's willing to cut them. And the second she had one conversation with Hannah, now I can't target Hannah. Now I can't win the HOH. She very much, I've talked about this a couple times this season, very much a player who the strategy is very much entwined with her emotions. And in order to target somebody, she needs to not like them. She needs to have a reason to like a good reason to justify to herself why she is doing it. It's much harder to do if she talks to the person and likes them. Definitely a big weakness in the game, and interesting that Tiffany was able to sort of spot that.
It's a very spot on read from Tiffany. And, you know, no two players are the same. So some people can do what they say when they come out. I'm going to leave my emotions at the door and go in. This is a business trip. I'm here to win, yada, yada. I don't think Sarah Beth has that at all. So the less she communicates with who she's targeting, the more likely she is to be able to target them. I think, like, in her world, her worst nightmare would be if she has to put up two people that she likes or talks to and she can't help herself. But again, that's only important if you're going to be winning the things. If you're not going to be winning the things, however she hasn't, do the thing. You have to talk to the people. You have to get comfortable, because then it's, you know, the shoe falls on the other foot. Like, well, she's not really talking to me. I have all the reason in the world to potentially go after her. So I do think that is something to consider for Sarah Beth moving forward.
Mm-hmm. So Derek continues with talking about the pieces here. He says that he doesn't talk any game with Big D. He does not know where Big D stands. Now, he had initially talked with Hannah about putting Brittany and Big D up on the block. So I think this is where he is starting to go. But Tiffany chimes in. She says, Big D doesn't like what's going on over here with the Kings. He wants the Kings out. In fact, he wants Sarah Beth out. And Derek's like, what? Really? And he's like, she's like, yeah, he also wants Christian and Alyssa out. Basically, whatever you do to the Kings, he'll be down for it. And he's like, okay. I mean, I'll tell you, I don't want to put him up on the block. He scares the crap out of me. He's playing a great game. He scares everyone. Nobody wants to put him on the block. So this, in my opinion, immediately puts Derek off of the initial idea that he told Hannah of putting Big D on the block. But he is going to continue on and talk about, like, okay, well, I was thinking, like, what I would like to do is take this piece from the Kings and pull him over here. And that piece is X. I want to pull X over to this group with Kylan and Claire and you and me and Hannah. Could that work? And Tiffany's like, yeah, I think so. I think we could make that work. And he says, my concern her concern is, can we trust Kai in this group? Especially if Sarah Beth is still on the other side, would Kai flip on us? Because Kai can't be a king when Xavier and you are in this group, but he could go and be a king over there. If you take out Christian and leave Sarah Beth, then Kai might decide that it's a better place for him over there. And so he's like, yeah, that is a concern.
This is why Tiffany is so good at what she does. She's just being subtle with it. There's not too much. There's not, again, no heavy handedness here. It's very much like, let me be your sounding board. And it really works well for her. Because again, think about it. Last week, X was someone that Derek X had not many connections to and was kind of a little bit, nervous about. This week,
Derek 2 weeks ago, like, he wanted to target X.
Yeah. And I was like, can we put this piece here? I like this piece here with us, please. Like, look at it. A little subtle move, subtle rotation. And look where we are. It's lovely.
Mm-hmm. Derek says, all right. And this is a little disjointed because the conversation is a little disjointed. But he says, I could see, I'm thinking like final three ideally would be me, you, Azza. Or Claire or Hannah. I could see Kai, but I just think, honestly, he says, honestly, I think that either me or Kai is going to go in the next few weeks. I think somebody's going to take that shot. And Tiffany says, well, my next 3 weeks after if Christian left this week, the next three people I'd want to go would be Sarah Beth, Brittany, and Alyssa. And he says, actually, I'm exactly on the same page. I feel I want the exact same thing. This is interesting. Obviously, Tiffany not saying that she wants Claire out ASAP to Derek. That's smart, not only because she shouldn't, but also because she shouldn't say that to Derek. I don't know if this means that she's changing her mind or if this is not genuine from her, but those are of course three more people who are not in the cookout, it's interesting to me that Derek was like very much on board with that idea.
Yeah, I was definitely intrigued by it as well, because I do think, so should he attempt to get rid of Christian, let's say Christian's out, I think there is enough belief there that someone could scoop up Alyssa. He feels comfortable with being able to then battle against Brittany, who he might not think would do well, or he wouldn't want to face. I think he might think in his head Sarah Beth going would help him and bring him closer to Kylan potentially. So it makes sense for him. But then again, we don't know, because I don't remember if there's been an update or an addendum to Tiffany's boot list since we've talked last, but I think there hasn't been a public one mentioned, but I'm intrigued to find out soon, hopefully, if there's been adjustments made along the way.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talk about also like the strength that people had in competitions and how Claire went out so early. She was like, do you think Claire, like, you know, she certainly didn't need to win, but did she throw that or did she want to go further? And Derek's like, I think she probably wanted to go further. I mean, she's about the same height as me, but obviously not as strong. And so I think she genuinely just couldn't, you know, manage it. I wonder if Claire's performance in the competition may end up helping her in the long run here, at least with Tiffany, who may be feeling like, maybe not, maybe Claire's not quite as big a threat as I thought she was. Especially when people like Alyssa and Azza, and even Brittany, you know, far outlasted her in this competition. So, something to consider there. Derek says that he would like to keep the detective strong, actually. Tiffany's like, yeah, I gotta be honest, I forgot about the detectives. I forgot that it was a thing. But now you're right. I mean, these are people, Kylan started that alliance. And this is the thing about Kylan, is that he started that alliance and then it was like never talked about again. I feel like he does that a lot. You know, it's, he forms things and he doesn't keep up with them. It's like, yeah, you told him to do that. And so the problem is he talks to Sarah Beth every day. That's the person he's loyal to. Clearly he doesn't talk to me every day. Doesn't talk to anybody else every day. It's cause he's not gaming hard enough because we don't know that it's because he took, Tiffany's advice, but something definitely changed dramatically after Xavier's HOA train ended when he just stopped doing work with a lot of his relationships, and man, has it been bad for his game. She says, look, I don't think Kylan would take a shot at you. I think he would get Sarah Beth to take a shot at you. I think that's why he has Sarah Beth in the game. So they go, okay, so we could maybe form something with, okay, so he says detectives here, we go, oh, detective strong this week, but then also pull in Hannah and Xavier and form something between me, you, Claire, Hannah, Xavier that excludes Kai, and that's another new thing that we move forward with. And maybe we have Kai, maybe we don't. They go back and forth on that. But essentially, they feel like if we pull those people together and they take out somebody like Christian or Sarah Beth or whatever, then they can move forward with that group.
Yeah. I mean, again, this is another new addition to an old alliance that I'm not mad at. I'm not mad at this formation at all. My biggest worry here, right, is for Tiffany. If this stuff gets back to Kylan at some point, now the way she's been able to work Derek X, it seems like they are able to keep their conversations hush hush with each other. And she does end this conversation later in the night very subtly by being like, hey, and listen, it's your HOH. Do not give information out to everybody. You need to keep your information for you. It makes you weak if you give it away. And, you know, and she says it in a way where she's kind of like, oh, if you want to tell Kylan, it's fine. Like, it's very, very subtle. But again, the big worry here is you're putting a lot of investment in Derek X and believing he's someone that will work for you and go with you. But if he turns rogue, he has a lot of what Tiffany's planning here against Kylan, which is not good for her. But I think for now, it's completely okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think the issue here for Derek is that he can't really go rogue. All of his closest people are tied up with Tiffany. Like he can't pull Hannah away from Tiffany. He's trying to start working with Xavier. He certainly can't pull Xavier from Tiffany. He, I don't think, can even pull Kylan from Tiffany. He maybe could pull Claire from Tiffany, but he probably wouldn't think he could. And so, where does he go? Does he go to Christian and Alyssa? He's about to take a shot at them. Does he go to the Jokers? He can't. It's only Brittany that's willing to go with him. Azza and Big D probably would not. There's really nowhere for him to go. So it's, I think, pretty safe to go to do this for Tiffany with Derek X. She does mention in regards to like something like this getting back to Kylan, she says, you should not tell Kylan everything. She says, the reason is Kylan, he's like a Derek. like from 16. If you tell him all your information, you're going to be his Cody. You don't want to be Cody. Not in season 16. You want to be Cody in season 22. Derek X is like, you're right. He is like Derek and I am his Cody. You're absolutely right. And she's like, not anymore though. Yes, not anymore. That was her way of trying to prevent this information from getting back to Kylan. And I also thought, again, great read by Tiffany. I've been talking about how Kylan plays this sort of Derek game. I think, Kylan should have been treating Derek X as his Cody, but he dropped the ball on that or has been dropping the ball on that. So Derek X is not going to be the Big Brother 16 Cody. Instead, he's going to be the Big Brother 10 Memphis.
No one wants that. Yeah. Not a great landing spot. It's like you're nosediving. You got to pull it back up, hopefully.
Yeah. I really feel like this has not changed. Tiffany really playing more of the Dan Gieseling, more fluid focus on relationships, not focus on her people aren't winning competitions so much as, she is helping influence the house and influence the direction of things to go. That is a lot more of the Dan style than the Derek style that I think Kylan wants to play, but has been, I think Kylan has been damaged by the cookout structure more than anyone else, which is what Tiffany intended. Because he was set up to have this this great setup, but instead is kind of torn between two different things here.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
We are then going to get to the point in the conversation. He says, look, I feel like X and Kai both want to take me out, to be honest, but maybe not Kai. He's like, I really feel like I'm going to be going home soon. I'm really concerned that things are not going to work out well for me. And he says, I think X would betray me before Kai would. And Tiffany's like, maybe. He says, I just feel like if I take out Christian and Sarah Beth or Alyssa win, I'm gone. If Sarah Beth goes, Christian and X won't be mad, but I think they'll still shoot at me. Tiffany says, you can keep Christian, but then he'll be able to play and take a shot. And he says, I can't keep Christian. I can't. He's not even a good shield because nobody else is willing to take the shot. He goes, what would be the reason to keep Christian? And she says, well, the whole house will want to keep you in the game as long as Christian's in the game so that you can take the shot at Christian. He's like, that's true. But if Christian wins, he'll take the shot at me. I feel like I have no choice here. And he's like, they're like, well, we know that Kai really wants you to take the shot at Christian. He's like, yeah. It's like, okay, well, I think the nominations then have to be Brittany and Sarah Beth. Sarah Beth is not on my team no matter what, right? So I might as well just put her up on the block, not piss off the Jokers any more than I have to. But then would they pick Christian to play in the veto? That would be annoying. If Christian wins the veto, we would just have to send Sarah Beth home. That's fine as a backup. Okay. So that's the plan.
Yeah. So, somehow Sarah Beth still found her way back onto the list here, but not as the target, more like collateral damage, to be honest, ultimately. So if this does stick, the veto draw will mean everything for what's going to happen this week, potentially. Cause in my head, I thought this could be a situation, right? And I don't think it's 100% because I know obviously today there's not going to be a wild card comp. So I think there's going to be more time for discussion. Now, Taryn, we know that Azza feels good about Sarah Beth, like Sarah Beth. Do you think if Azza finds out that Sarah Beth is being put up, potentially she might volunteer herself to Christian, to Derek X to go up? And do you think that would be a likely thing to happen or hell no?
I think Azza is going to volunteer between Brittany and Sarah Beth. I think she is going to be like, no, take me instead. I feel like, Derek, you know, he spent a lot of time coming up with this plan. I feel like he's going to be pretty hesitant to want to change it, because it will take a while to figure out, okay, what does this mean? What are the ramifications? And his inclination will be, I've already figured it out over with this plan. I got to rethink everything. What happens if I put Azza up on the block? I do think it would be very good for him to use Azza as a pawn. He has no reason not to. It would, first of all, there are the added side benefits of it could theoretically lead to two cookout members on the block somehow, some way, if like something really weird happens. And that would be good, but, you know, for him, but he doesn't know it. Likely it wouldn't, but it at least opens that door a little bit. Then also, it uses somebody on the block as a pawn who would probably prefer to be on the block rather than not. Azza would probably be more upset with him for putting Brittany up than if he put her up, and more upset that he declined her offer of going up on the block. He sort of like keeps everyone more happy, and, you know, has less Brittany blood on his hands, especially if he's not sending Brittany home. So that's good, especially if Brittany is already inclined to target him. Overall, I think a better play, but we'll see if Azza gets talked out of it by the cookout or if Derek X doesn't want to have to go through with it. So. We'll see.
I think for me, what I'm going to be interested in looking at today is the Azza of it all. And then honestly is the reactions to what the plans are for the rest of the people that are not Tiffany. Because Tiffany set it all up. Derek X is going with it. But I want to see how everyone reacts to this news being put out there. Specifically Kylan. Should Kylan find out that this is the case, how he's going to potentially try and pedal it, or if he is going to pedal it. I'm very curious.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's pretty much what they landed on. The plan is Sarah Beth, as of right now, Sarah Beth and Brittany on the block. They're hoping that Sarah Beth doesn't choose Christian for the veto, instead would choose Kylan for the veto. If Kylan wins and takes Sarah Beth down, great. That's then the plan goes through. They backdoor Christian. The plan is to backdoor Christian at this time, but there's still obviously time to change up that plan if they decide something else. The idea is right now that he will say during nominations that he's heard both of them said his name. And so he's putting them both up, and you know, whatever happens from here happens from here. And then maybe privately tell Brittany you are not the target, as if that would matter to her. And I almost feel like she would prefer to be the target, really. Essentially, obviously Kylan would know that this is a play for Christian to go. I think the explanation for Kylan would be, she said my name, so it's a good reason to put her up on the block as a pawn. I do not think intend to tell Kylan that Sarah Beth is the backup target. I think they plan to let him believe that Brittany would be the backup target. We'll see where all this goes in terms of what Kylan knows and what he doesn't, and if these nominations end up sticking at all.
Yeah, and I think ultimately the good news for today is that there's no wildcard comp. Therefore, there'll be more feeds up, hopefully, more discussions, hopefully. So definitely, I think even as early as this morning, it's going to kick off, and it's going to kick off quick. So I would say everyone enjoy your feeds watching today, because you don't have to wait till after the wild card for all the scramble meetings. So you're fine.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the big question from the night essentially is this the right move for Derek? Should he go after Christian? Because he is, I think, rightly concerned that if he takes the shot at Christian, the house has no use for him anymore. He becomes the biggest competition threat in the house. And he doesn't really have the structure to back him up in the same way that Christian doesn't have the structure to back him up. He has Tiffany, who I do think would like to keep him around a bit longer. But once again, once he takes out Christian, his usefulness is somewhat at an end for her, even. I think he's actually most useful to Kyland, but if he pisses Kyland off in the process, that would not be great. Maybe he could ride something with Kyland and maybe Claire from that point, but it's going to be a very tricky ride for him in that spot, and he's going to have to rely on Kyland turning on the cookout, which may or may not happen. And then you've got, Alyssa's definitely pissed at you. Sarah Beth is probably still upset that you put her on the block. Sarah Beth, we know, holds grudges and will be forever, I think, against you at that point. You've got an angry Brittany who will definitely come for you. Perhaps an angry Azza. Big D now has no bigger targets to focus on. I think that Derek X could end up in a bad place here. However, on the flip side of things, again, we know that Christian also has been eyeing Derek X as a target for a little while now, and I can't imagine that Christian would go through an entire other HOH and not take the shot. I really can't. I think that, Christian has an eye out for Derek X like Frank had an eye out for Dan in season 14. Mm-hmm. Like maybe you cannot take a shot 1 week when you're HOH. The next week, he's really going to be thinking about it. And it's going to, I think, be a lot harder to convince him not to do it. Maybe he can get through another Christian HOH. Do you really want to take that risk when you're this good? There's also the idea that if the shot is going to be taken at him, does he want it to be when Christian is HOH and he's playing against Christian in the veto? Or does he want it to be when Brittany's HOH and he's playing against Brittany in the veto? He's a lot more likely to save himself, in that situation. So, Derek's path to the end probably involves having to comp out at this time anyway, considering what he's facing with the cookout. And so taking out the biggest comp threat to him in this game, taking out the other comp threats in general, puts him in a position where he can maybe win a few of these end game competitions and maybe shake up the structure of the house by that time. So there is some benefit to this, especially when you think about, it's easy to look at he shouldn't take the shot at Christian in a vacuum because it's bad for him. And I do think that there are much better options for him than taking the shot at Christian. The problem for Derek X is that with the information he has, he can't see the better options. Taking out Sarah Beth doesn't really help Derek all that much. Taking out Brittany even doesn't really help Derek all that much. Derek really needs to take the shot at Xavier. That's the best shot for Derek to take, in my opinion. Taking out Xavier would free a lot of things up. If you put Xavier up next to maybe even Azza, I don't know if that would send Xavier home, probably not, but if he could at least get the cookout shaken up and crack something in that foundation, which has a lot of cracks already, there would be a much better path for him. But the problem is he doesn't know to take that shot. And even if he did, how does he? How does he get Xavier out of this house? That's a very tricky call. You'd probably have to put him up next to Tiffany. Then Xavier would go home. But now you've pissed off Tiffany. Is that okay? Maybe it is. Maybe that is the move. Maybe you need to just go full on I'm going full blast because the whole house might be after you anyway. But then Christian's mad at you for taking a shot at Xavier. Christian definitely is taking a shot at you. You might as well have taken the shot at Christian, right? He's really in a tough spot because, he's continued to be in a spot where, he just has such an uphill battle. So, I don't think there's a really good play for him here other than, collecting as much information as possible.
Yeah, I think that you can't make a move on something you do not know exists, right? And that is take the, you got to fracture the cookout a little bit potentially. He has no idea that's a thing. So it's going to be hard to know how to do that optimally. And I think that, again, the people that he might should consider targeting, he's now working with, or he's been pushed to work with and convinced to work with, right, with regards to X. I ultimately have to go back to what you said in the beginning with regards to Christian of how many, if you've split the HOHs and the Vitos amongst each other, how many do you think until Christian realizes, hey, if maybe if I take Derek X out, I can win more of these, and he's ultimately my direct biggest threat, especially because we've already discussed at length that they do not have the relationship to buddy up and really fully trust each other with the buddy up. And that's because this will always be in the back of their heads. They will always doubt each other because they will always think, well, if he wins the next one, he might take the shot at me. And that is never going to go away. So I think even for Derek's sanity and for him to be able to think clearly about other stuff, Christian going makes sense for him. This is, again, with him not knowing that the cookout is the big dangerous alliance that he needs to consider going after because they have very quietly controlled the game so far. And if I may stand on a soapbox for a second, me. Okay. I want to just say that if you look, we talked about how many people won the comps, who's won the comps. The cookout have won two competitions this season, two HOHs. With those HOHs went out Frenchie and Brent. If everyone thinks that, you know, they're steamrolling, they've won two comps. They're tactically navigating the game. It's not the same to me. It really isn't the same to me. So I just wanted to say that. But no, honestly, Derek is in between a rock and a hard place, ultimately. I don't think there's a right answer for him. There's a 100% right answer for him. And I don't think there's obviously very wrong answers for him for sure. But I think him winning this competition gives him the opportunity to yield that power to make better connections for the second half of the game. Whereas right now, his second half of the game wasn't that good. This at least gives him more optimism for the second half, potentially. And it's just a matter of, does he find the right people? Does he make the connections? Because also, if there was an inner cookout battle between Kylan and Tiffany would start, he'd be fine. It also depends on how other people's second half of the game plans are, because I do think he will become a valuable asset to them, potentially, depending on who wants to use him to their benefit.
Okay. I've come up with, this is a tentative plan.
Okay.
I've come up with a plan for Derek X. This is if he knew more information, but even if he doesn't know more information, there's still something to this plan. The plan is Azza has volunteered for the block. You put up Azza, you put up Big D. Azza and Big D up on the block. Your ultimate target is Big D. You want to send Big D out this week. That's what Claire wants. Claire would love for Big D to go home this week. You work on your relationship with Claire. You pull in Claire. You say, hey, I'm taking out Big D. You really, really, really focus on your relationship with Christian and Alyssa. You say, hey, there are people that want me to take the shot at you guys this week, but I think that if we take the shot at each other, we are screwed. Genuinely, I know we've talked about this before, but genuinely, I think we're screwed. If we work together, we have won 6 of the 9 competitions. If we work together, we can run this game. We can't let other people make us take the shot at each other. They've talked about this before, but it has been very tentative. I need him to really focus on not only making that argument, but building the relationship, and talking with them a lot. If people feel like, now, if I want to take a shot at Christian or Derek X, they are both going to be pissed. If we take the shot at one of them, it's going to make them even more hesitant and scared to take that shot. And if he also is able to pull Claire in, then now all of a sudden he's got a new power base, right? He's working with Christian at least for the short term, hopefully more genuinely. He's got Claire. What is Hannah going to say to this? She's going to fight back on it. But is she really going to be like, no, this is an ultimatum, you can't do this? I don't think so. You know, Tiffany will push back. Kylan will push back. But at the end of the day, like, what are they going to do? They can't do much, right? I think that's the play. And then I think if you've got Christian backing you up, and let's say Kylan and Tiffany and Hannah, they all push back a ton. Use that with Christian. Why are they pushing back so much? I thought we were supposed to get the Jokers out. What's going on? Why are they pushing back? They're pushing back because they want me to target you, Christian. Force Christian to you. I think that's the, it's a really bold play here, right before jury hits, but I think it could work though. I think it puts him in a slightly better position here with Christian backing him up, being able to maybe pull in Claire. If he can also maintain his relationship with Kyland and Sarah Beth, then he's in an okay spot in terms of the competitors in the house. But basically what he's doing now, taking the shot at Christian and essentially hoping to ride it out with some competition wins. It's not the worst play he could make. But I do think there are potentially better ones. But again, even what I just described is so difficult to pull off and would still put him in a lot of danger because, you know, he could just go up right up next to Christian or, you know, whatever, the very next week if somebody like X wins or something like that. So, you know, it's a tough position for him, but that plan just popped into my head. So
it's a nice plan. Is it likely? Maybe
no. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think that he has what 6 days? About 6 days to make this HOH worthwhile. Despite if like the target that would benefit his game the most doesn't go, if someone else was to lead, he still has the opportunity to better his game by creating more solid end game plans, by creating more solid allegiances, alliances moving forward, which that'll be what I'll be looking out for sure. And then banking and hoping on that if someone else was to win, they are not looking at him or putting him up. Because I do think, and here's the thing with Derek X, if Christian was to leave this week, yes, he is the biggest physical threat on the board. But the good news is there are other people more threatening to other people's games, potentially, that might go before him. So if he uses those weeks of, quote, safety to, again, solidify more bonds, I could see Derek X being fine. I see a path to the end for him. But I do think he will have to probably win everything he can on the way there. So we'll just have to keep an eye out for it. I'm excited for this week. Because again, I'm seeing more and more setup being done and more subtle maneuvers, and I do enjoy that in my Big Brother content. So,
I feel like Claire could help make this happen. She should have been the one up there talking to him all night long. Like, Claire sees the danger of Big D. She recognizes the value in targeting him. Derek does not. Derek is like, Big D's a waste. Why would I ever bother targeting Big D? Because Big D is why being a comp threat is dangerous. Because there, if you're choosing between Big D and Derek, you're going to choose to go with Big D every time and target Derek every time. But if Big D isn't there and that option doesn't exist, now all of a sudden the decision is much harder. So I don't know. And Claire recognizes that, and she's made that case before. I think Claire needs to get in there because this would be very good for Claire as well. It's not really all that great for Christian to leave for Claire's game because Christian is a shield for Claire and Christian plans on taking Claire to the end, to the final three at this time. So that's really great for Claire. I think there are moves to be made here. They're tricky moves. They're very, very bold moves, but I do think there are moves that could be made. But at the end of the day, sometimes you do just want to play it safe and sometimes you don't have the information to make the moves. And I think that Derek X is thinking along the lines of, hey, if I don't take the shot and then Christian gets me out, I'm going to forever regret it. So just like Frank did, right? So, we'll see.
Yeah, well, I think that, in the game of Big Brother, in the game of Survivor, there is such a thing as there's people guaranteed to kind of fly to the end because they're in a more unwinnable position. So they're more of a preferred person to take to the end, like a Big D at the moment. So you got to look at it and be like, well, if there's a limited number of seats and I'm on the wait list, I got to bump up the wait list. I got to knock somebody off. So from that direction, he could see it. But again, it's so hard to look at the game from that direction when there is a big, juicy target who literally is winning comps that you are almost about to win anyways, that you don't want to live in that sea of regret. I know I wouldn't want to live in a sea of regret. Like, that's the last thing I want. It doesn't matter how good the experience was. If I end up losing in a position where I thought, man, what if I don't take this shot? And I didn't. And then I went home. I would regret it. I think Alyssa kind of had a little bit of that last night where she's like, I hope I didn't have to win that, you know? And I think that that is a very, very big thing for anyone's mental that's cooking potentially, where you don't want to be in that situation. So that will definitely always make you make the move more often than maybe logic might even come into play.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's what we have for you guys today. Anything else you want to bring up, Puya?
No, if anyone was looking for the timestamps for the very fun Tiffany spilling the royal flush in front of Chata, go over to between 2:30 a.m. Eastern to 3:30 a.m. Eastern is where little bits and bobs of it happen, where first she reveals it, then Derek has to talk about it and cover it up, then Chata goes over to Tiffany. It's between that hour. So I would say go check that out. Other than that, no, again, I am excited. I haven't checked the podcast from last night yet. And I didn't watch your stream last night of you reacting to this, but I gotta imagine you are very excited about this twist coming next week, Taryn.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. You love it. It's your favorite thing. So I hate that. So enjoy this week before that surely ruins everything.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, and honestly, maybe that's the play for Derek X. Have a very likable HOH reign to the audience and then win a power next week that can keep him safe until he can comp out.
Not a bad shout at this point. Not a bad shout for him. Again, a parachute from the public, not a bad landing spot for him. We'll see. I'm not looking forward to it. I'll be very honest with you, but it's fine. We'll deal with it together Friday morning next week.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you guys. You can, of course, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I may be live tonight for the Big Brother boxing event. If you're watching that and want some live reactions from me, you can find me there, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll also be live with Rob today for the Big Brother Q&A for the patrons of Rob as a Podcast. If you have any questions about the dilemma that Derek X is in right now, or any questions at all about Big Brother, you can come and ask. If you are a patron, Rob is a Podcast, you can call in. We're also going to have an exit interview with Whitney coming up for you guys very soon here today. So plenty of stuff here for today. I'll, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. We should get more nomination talk and then get the nominations themselves here today. No wildcard competition. And you can also find me on Twitter, of course, at Armstrong Taryn. Puya, where can people find you?
People can find me on twitch.tv/Puya. I will be live at 11 p.m. as I always am on Friday nights. I will be watching this boxing match. So I'll also have thoughts later on, potentially. It's going to be a mess. I watched the weigh-in yesterday and I was like, this is a mess. So I can't wait to see all that play out. You can find me on Twitter at Puyaism. 90 Day Fiance was great this past week. I talked to Rob once again. The finale's next week, so I'm excited to talk about that. I believe Liana will be joining me, so that'll be very fun to dissect and go through. And besides that, I'm just going to have fun with these feeds, man. I'm not going to lie to you. That's it. Oh, yeah, no. Among Us on Sunday. It's the return of this man over here coming back again after a long hiatus thanks to movers. He's back in the lobby, so that'll be very fun. 2 p.m. Eastern on Sunday on Twitch.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.